You are part of the most powerful organization that does good in this country, and I don't want you ever to think otherwise. The media will tell you this. Academia will tell you this. The leftists will tell you this. They'll embarrass you. They'll ridicule you. They'll humiliate you. In no way should you ever back down.
That was Colorado Republican Party Chair Jeff Hayes reminding the party faithful of what they're up against. There was no shortage of ridicule for Democratic Party opposition, but there were many surprises at the Colorado Republican Assembly on Saturday. No fewer than 7 gubernatorial candidates were competing for a spot on the June 26th Republican primary ballot. Sitting Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman lost her bid to be the Republican candidate for governor with a mere 6% of the votes, while State Treasurer Walker Stapleton scored 44% of the vote.
You know what makes a long day in Boulder worth it for all of us? Winning in November. I'm Walker Stapleton, and I proudly accept your nomination for governor of this great state.
Greg Lopez, former mayor and city manager of Parker, Colorado, grabbed 33% of the delegates' votes. He thanked God and President Trump and reminded everyone that he was the only military veteran running for governor. He also won some votes on his position on the Taxpayer Bill of Rights.
I will dive on the sword to protect Tabor.
There was also a surprising result in the other multi-candidate contest for Colorado State Treasurer. Arch-conservative Justin Everett, a statehouse representative from South Jefferson County, won top slot for state treasurer over veteran Larimer County Senator Kevin Lundberg and highly experienced Republican District Attorney Brett Barkey. There was great appreciation for President Donald Trump from the GOP congressional delegation, led by Senator Cory Gardner.
A message. Yesterday I spoke to President Trump and I told him that we were here for a Colorado Republican Assembly. And you know what he told me? He said, we are winning. And you know why we're winning? Because we have a justice on the Supreme Court named Neil Gorsuch, a great Coloradan. We are winning because we passed the largest tax cut in over 3 decades. We are winning. We're winning because we've cut over $60 billion worth of regulations. We have more circuit court judges on the Supreme Court. We've put them on there since the late 1800s.
U.S. Congressman Mike Kaufman also gave his loyalty oath.
And the president now has an extraordinary national security team, with Nikki Haley at the United Nations, with Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State, and John Bolton as his National Security Advisor. I will stand shoulder to shoulder with this national security team to protect and defend the United States of America.
Colorado Republicans mobilized their base with web issues repeated throughout the day: gun rights, oil and gas, sanctuary cities, and disdain for liberals. Here's U.S. Congressman Ken Buck.
I also want my liberal friends to understand that we have to produce energy in this country if we are going to be energy independent. And the minerals and the resources below the ground are a private property right for the people that own them, and you can't take that away without compensation. And if you don't like that, you can frack off. You can get the frack out of here and go back to California.
Patrick Neville, Colorado State House Minority Leader.
We're going to take back the House. We're going to take it back from those liberal socialists that most of them flack here in this city. But guess what? We're going to bring Republican values to Denver. We're going to do that by winning back a couple of key seats.
And here's Republican Party Rules Committee Chair Eric Stone.
I'd like to give a shout out to Teller County, which the media recently reported is the most armed county in the state of Colorado and the 6th most armed county in the country. I think they're wrong, though, because they don't know how many firearms we have, and we're going to keep it that way.
Colorado Republicans make a point of registering voters at shooting ranges, and several counties, Park County, Otero County, others, run gun auctions at their annual Lincoln dinners. Richard Elsner, Colorado Republican Party treasurer, gave a quick report and an appeal.
The Colorado Republican Party has more money than we ever have had before. Now, that's not enough.
Elsner said that the Colorado Republican Party would spend its limit, $2.5 million, on the November races. There was little mention of the environmental problems facing Colorado, and those comments were limited to water use. Here's Trump campaigner and candidate for governor Steve Barlock.
It's time we tell California it is the 21st century. You have an ocean to drink from with this new technology called desalinization, and you don't need our Rocky Mountain water to fill up your swimming pools.
Both parties are vying to complete the trifecta, achieving a House majority, a Senate majority, and taking the governor's race. The outcomes will have a lasting effect during the final 2 years of the Trump administration's first term of office. And after the 2020 census figures are in, it'll be the governor of Colorado who guides congressional redistricting and who has veto power over any proposed district map. For KGNU, this is Joe Ritchie.